On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall, and I'm at the Great Kids Farm on Route 40 in Catonsville. The farm is part of the Baltimore City school system. And when I last visited the farm a couple of years ago, food from the farm was available in about 14 different schools. But this year, the salad bars of nearly 60 schools will feature produce grown right here by students under the tutelage of a farm educator, a farm chef, and farm manager, Greg Estrella, who once more joins me. Greg, it's good to see you again.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing today?
Doing fine, thanks. And Krissa Carlson is here as well. She's the executive director of Friends of Great Kids Farm. Krissa, nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
And DeAndre Lloyd is with me as well. He's a senior at Edmondson Westside High School, and you are studying culinary studies. So, and you go by Dre. So, Dre, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Greg, last time we were here, we were talking about the work of the farm, which at that point was a few years, you were a few years into it. Now we're a couple of years later. I do want to come back and check in every so often. We're standing in front of there are some greenhouses, and then there's one of many fields here. Just set for our listeners what we're looking at. I guess we have kale here on the left. What else do we have growing here at the Great Kids Farm?
Sure. So we're looking at broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. We're looking at some soil building cover crops. And then in our fields around us, we have our orchard. We have a half an acre of beets that our students are growing, and carrots and cabbage, all of which will be going into their peers' cafeterias this fall.
Great. And Dre, when you before you started coming out here, working at the farm and studying culinary at Edmondson Westside, were things like beets and Brussels sprouts and kale stuff that was part of your diet generally?
No, it wasn't actually. I never really thought about even thinking about those things. But as soon as I came here, I learned it was a lot more things out there. I started eating more vegetables and I started learning more vegetables. I learned new things. I didn't even know some of the things I know now. So,
And when you're studying culinary in school at Edmondson Westside, as well as coming out here to the farm, what are the kinds of things that you're working on right now? You're at the beginning of the school year. What are the kinds of things you're starting with this year?
We doing food safety, and we just going over all the things that we should be all the things that we should know for the next level of culinary. And we basically just summarizing everything. And by us just getting started, we planning on getting everything done so we can move on to the kitchen instead of on to the food safety.
So looking ahead, do you hope at some point to be able to get a job working in the kitchen, doing some cooking?
Yes, at some point, but I'm mainly with sports, and culinary is definitely one of my trees that I'm looking forward to.
I mean, even if you don't end up working in a kitchen and being in the culinary business as an occupation or a summer job or something like that, you still, I mean, have you gained a new appreciation for food and how food is prepared and what goes into growing the food and getting it from the farm to the table, as we say, getting it from, you know, places like the Great Kids Farm to the restaurants and to the schools that are part of this program?
Yes, I actually appreciate all of the new things I learned, and I actually told other people about the farms, and I actually got other people to eat more vegetables and stuff.
And Krissa Carlson, the Friends of Great Kids Farm is a nonprofit organization that exists to support the work of the farm. What kind of stuff do you guys concentrate on?
Well, as you might imagine, the owning and operating a working farm is a little bit of a unusual practice for a school system to undertake, and it's not one that they can do alone. So the Friends of the Farm, our functions are fundraising to support resources to grow programs here at the farm that can't be supported by the school system alone. We also promote the work of the farm to make sure that we have a lot of people inside the school community, but also outside the school community, that are aware of the important work that's going on here, and really kind of waving the flag for the school system that they're really doing some unique and bold work by operating this farm out here.
Krissa Carlson is the executive director of the Friends of Great Kids Farm. Dre Lloyd is with me as well. He's a student at Edmondson Westside High School, studying, among other things, the culinary arts. And Greg Estrella is the farm manager here at the Great Kids Farm out on Route 40 in Catonsville. And Greg, let's clear up for folks. This is in Catonsville, which is actually Baltimore County, but this is a Baltimore City schools operation. Give us a little history of the farm. How did it come to be part of the Baltimore City school system?
Sure. This this land, this 33 acres, has been in the service of young people for 102 years, and a name that everybody should be aware of is George Freeman Bragg, who is the reverend in the Episcopal Diocese who founded this campus as a home for young children who didn't have a home. And in the late 40s, it was actually sold from the Episcopal Diocese to city schools. So we think of ourselves like a reservoir. We're here on county property, but we're owned and operated by Baltimore City for the young people of our city.
And is there a sense that the farm is going to continue to grow? I mean, is this an operation that you see being bigger and bigger, more acreage? Are you locked? Are you landlocked, you know, in terms of what you can grow? But in terms of the programs that you do, talk about the future. I mean, as I said, I was here a couple of years ago. It's obviously considerably more active and got more stuff cooking, if you forgive the pun, here now than it did a couple of years ago. But where do you see this going in, you know, 3 years, 5 years?
Sure. Well, I mean, we see our students as a very powerful renewable resources. They're young, creative, skillful people who are constantly coming up to the upper grades. We see our campuses as a really amazing platform for them to enrich their learning. And we see the connections between their classrooms, their campuses, and their cafeterias as really under-tapped resources for our learning environments.
And Dre, let me put you on the spot, because you've got the farm manager on one side, you've got the executive director of the Friends on the other side. But when you're studying culinary over at school at Edmondson Westside, that's one thing to be sitting in a classroom, reading a book, looking at PowerPoint presentations, that kind of thing. But when you come out here to the farm and you're actually, you know, working and doing stuff out here among the fields, what do you get from that? What do you gain from that, do you think, that you maybe wouldn't gain if you just were doing stuff in your classroom at school?
I can actually see the good things about the food and the food safety, of course. And I've noticed that I actually picked on a lot of things. And at my school, a lot of kids don't know about vegetables, and they don't know the things that come with it. And I learned so much, whereas though I know the more things we should do about eating vegetables and planting it, and I know the things that we should all know about food.
Mm-hmm. When you go home, do you cook?
Yes, I actually cook mm-hmm. for my grandmother all the time.
Yeah, nice to help her out. So Chrissy, we've got this enormous plot out here. We've got this enormous you're running this enormous farm operation. You've got a fundraiser event coming up on Saturday, and we'll tell folks about that when we're finished talking today. But you're actually going to be partnering with some other restaurants. And is this a networking thing? Is this an opportunity for these students to, you know, to see professional restaurateurs and food purveyors in action as a sort of workforce development kind of approach?
Oh, absolutely. In addition to having the restaurants generously sponsor the ingredients for the dishes, we're making sure that the chefs at some of these best restaurants in the city are working with these students. So providing them with, you know, critique and guidance on selecting their recipe, using what's in season, talking about the value of having an understanding of seasonal produce and why having training in farm to table is going to advance their career opportunities. And also just to let them know that, especially for students like Dre, in the restaurant world, farmers are like rock stars right now. So our students that are getting training both in the culinary side as well as in the production side really should know that that is something that's just like, I mean, people go crazy for right now to shake hands with the people that grew their food.
And Greg Sterling, you're the farm manager. There's also a farm educator out here, and there's a farm chef. Mm-hmm. So there are 85,000 kids in the school system in Baltimore City. Give me a rough guesstimate as to how many of them will have an experience, a direct experience, coming out to the farm, seeing what you're growing, and getting a sense of what's involved.
Sure. So we have a wide spectrum of programs, some of which are indirect. Like on Friday, we just packed seedlings and soil in kits to go out to every school in the school district that'll go out in December. Some things like that that we do every year to make sure that our classrooms and campuses are robust and rich and living. Students that will come here, last year we had 87 schools visit the campus and bring 3,500 of our young people to put their hands on this place out here. And I mean, what's important more than how each one of those programs plays out is how they form this larger dialogue. And students like Dre embody that really well, in addition to the produce that he grows and processes and that ends up in the cafeterias. He also has, with his peers, created posters and sign cards that show their faces, their language, to let their peers know that these are cool things, that these are things that they can produce, they can enjoy. And believe it or not, they're only available in Baltimore City Public Schools.
Andre, people refer to certain areas of our city as having food deserts, meaning that there's very few good places to buy food. There aren't any grocery stores, and there aren't any farmers markets or places like Great Kids Farm where you can get fresh vegetables. Do you live near Edmondson West Side? I mean, is your neighborhood, when you go home, do you have a place that's you know, convenient to get to around where you live to get this kind of good food?
Yes, I actually live near Mont Dormant, and it's a lot of places where we can get good food and stuff. And I actually see how the vegetables from the stores and the vegetables from out here, how it's some of it similar and how some of it differs from the things out here. So. Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of difference between, you know, getting some Brussels sprouts or some green beans out of the ground and getting it out of a can, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Because I live over by my Mont Dormant too, and we got the farmers market at Druid Hill Park. We got, you know, a bunch of places that you can get good food. But Chris, you know, this whole notion of locavore and farm to table, I mean, 10 years ago it didn't exist. 5 years ago, very few people knew about it. And as you say, the farmers are rock stars now, and this really is a movement that is clearly taking off and clearly seems to be the future. What's your hope for the students that come out of these programs that you offer here at Great Kids Farm in terms of, you know, keeping that momentum going and changing the tide so that we have fewer food deserts and that we have more access to this kind of good stuff?
That's a great question. I think sort of my general hope is that the conversation around local food gets beyond this concept of being a foodie and you're really into local food because it tastes better and it's fresher, and it's more about having students who aren't foodies but they're thoughtful eaters and they're thinking about what's on their plate, what's the story behind that food, how it got to them, and how that influences their choices about what they're deciding to put in their bellies. Thinking about how you budget for your food expenditures as our students become adults, that they're thinking about where they spend their food dollars being some of the most important money that they spend, because that's their health and that's their wellness and that's their well-being.
Krista Carlson is the executive director of Friends of Great Kids Farm. Dre Lloyd is a senior at Edmondson Westside High School studying culinary arts along with other things. By the way, what sports do you play?
I play basketball for Edmondson Westside High School, 2A state champs.
All right. And Greg Strella is the farm manager here at Great Kids Farm. Greg, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
So you can get a taste, literally, of what happens here at the Great Kids Farm on Saturday afternoon at their second annual Fall Food and Jazz Festival. The Dunbar High School Jazz Band is going to play, and you can sample dishes made by culinary students using the produce from right here at the Great Kids Farm. We've got a link to complete details on our website. Come to wipr.org/Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass reporting from the Great Kids Farm on Route 40 in Catonsville. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.